It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Majority Democrats in the state legislature have decided to delay next year's legislative session because of the pandemic. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state legislature is legally required to begin work on January 13th, but Colorado's declared state of emergency allows more flexibility within that timeline. The state Supreme Court ruled in the spring that lawmakers can temporarily pause their work and return later in the year. Legislative leaders plan to adjourn until at least mid-February to try to avoid a post-holiday spike of COVID-19. Some Republicans criticized the planned pause and said they didn't get a warning before the final decision was made. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pitkin County is tightening its coronavirus restrictions. CPR's Dina Sieg says the new rules take effect today.
The Aspen Times reports that indoor personal gatherings are now banned in Pitkin County. Visitors and locals alike are only allowed to socialize with members of their own household. Restaurants can continue to offer indoor dining, but only at 25% capacity. Gyms can operate at just 10% capacity. Last week, the county asked the state health department to extend last call to 11 p.m. during the two-week period around Christmas. That request was denied. Last call is at 9:30 p.m., with a hard close at 10. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A lack of snow has forced Colorado's first backcountry ski area to delay the start of its first full season. Bluebird Backcountry, between Kremling and Steamboat Springs, plans to open New Year's Eve. They originally hoped to start the season this week. Bluebird was open for 2 weeks in a test season this past spring. Colorado's mountains can expect some snow today and tomorrow. Along the Front Range, mostly sunny and windy. This is CPR News.